Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Doug Addison here, Spirit Connection Live, and we just switched over to a different streaming and been having trouble getting it going, but looks like it's going out right now. It is September 3rd, 2014, and yeah, you'll be able to watch this in its entirety if you logged off already. But welcome everybody to the webcast, and I'm a little bit rattled because I'm not used to trying to program things right before I'm speaking. So anyway, God, we thank you for all your the things you're doing right now. Thank you for your goodness and the warfare that we're experiencing on this. I know that there's something good in it. So I ask you to release your power, release your presence in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, I've got a strong prophetic word and several things that I wanted to release tonight. And I know that whenever there is warfare, there's some great stuff that's going to happen through it. And so I want to get going right now. The word for this month, September, is get ready to step into new authority. And this is a time of promotion. It's a time of expansion that the things that have been stored up for you are now being released. This is the month, September and October, of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now, that's the Jewish New Year, which is September 24th through October 4th, and Yom Kippur is October 3rd through 4th, which Yom Kippur is the highest holy day on the Jewish calendar. Now, we're no longer under the law of Moses. Please don't send me your fan mail on that. God operates on the Jewish calendar, whether you know it or not. And to be honest with you, I didn't even know this until I started looking in my journal. I know a lot of my prophetic friends over the years had been telling me they had visitations. They got revelation during the time between Rosh Hashanah, between the Jewish New Year and Yom Kippur. And I'd never really had anything because, you know what, I was expecting it to be too dramatic. And I was expecting like a visitation from Jesus. I was expecting a face-to-face encounter with an angel. But here's what happened. I went back over my journal over the, this is a few years ago. I went back and I looked at those time frames. And yes, indeed, God was speaking to me, releasing new revelation, whether you know it or not, stuff's going on. Now, the Jewish people believe historically that Yom Kippur, during this time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is a time when God analyzes our life for the purpose of promotion. And he will, you know, look to see if we're ready for it, spiritual promotion, you know, moving into a new level. And so this is really a time as well that he will reveal new things to us. God spoke to me that we'll all see a breakthrough through September 24th through October 4th, those who are seeking it. And so here's what to expect in this coming time through September all the way into the new year. The greater authority is coming specifically. I mean, in all the gifts, specifically a greater prophetic authority, a greater authority in healing. Whatever your gifts are, you're going to start to see a greater authority start to happen. More avenues of God's repayment. He's going to continue to repay people for those things that have been lost, specifically over the last few years. Lost inheritances will continue to be rediscovered, and there's going to be a shocking level of turnaround, a shocking, that's what I heard, a shocking, an alignment that's going to bring new assignment as this happens. Now, I noticed a few years ago that, God's speaking all the time. And if you follow me on my website, my blog, Facebook, Twitter, or whatever, you'll see that we hear God on a regular basis. But there are certain times when God's speaking clearer than others or bringing specific revelation. But I do want to remind you that this is all based on Ephesians 1:17. And this is the Apostle Paul says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. And so as we go through this time of deeper revelation, remember the purpose is to know him better. And that's, if anything, you know, I used to wait for these face-to-face encounters. I wanted to have one of these encounters, but I never had one. And so I was, you know, I never had one during this period of time anyway. So what I found out is when I was just seeking to know him better, that's when I started getting the deeper revelation. Well, here's what's going on. The wind of change. 4 months ago, I released a prophetic word on my blog, and it was out, went out through the internet, called the wind of change. Not winds, but the wind of change. And God has been using this time to bring new direction. We've seen all kinds of things flapping around and being blown over almost. And we've even seen it in the weather patterns. It's been very strange. But God's revealing things that Satan doesn't want us to see. He's also trying to get us to move to this new direction, you know, and it's blowing off the debris that we need to get rid of to get there. But also, the enemy's been trying to using it against us. So in September and into October, the winds of change are blowing right now pretty heavily. But watch this. The wind of change is blowing quite heavily, but watch this, because God is going to use it to take you into the new season. It's going to start to die down by October. And any losses that you've had, losses going on right now, are going to result in a gain. And so I've been having dreams over and over that there's people who possess spiritual gifts, mantles from God. They will begin to go back to heaven. These people, I seldom release these types of prophetic words because I don't want people to worry, get all freaked out, which I don't understand why they would possibly get freaked out about going to heaven. And but there's been people who are possessing, and then they're trying to figure it out. Don't try to figure it out, because God is just going to do it. But my intention is not to bring fear, but to understand what is happening right now. And God spoke to me last month that these losses we're seeing right now will bring new life. Now, I mean, not just deaths. There's all kinds of different losses. But John 12:24 will bring this into perspective. Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." And so, see, we don't understand this principle. Or unless you do, you understand that, wow, when we die to something, or when we're so used to that being just our sinful nature, dying to something new, dying to something, but there's something more to that. There's a spiritual principle that God will bring back in a multiplication for when something doesn't work out or is in a time of change. So expect to see very positive things come, even in the midst of tragedy right now on the earth. Here's an example. Last week, an amazing man of God went to heaven. His name is Arthur Burt, not Burke, but B-U-R-T. He died at age 102. And Arthur Burt was a revivalist in the UK, and he lived to be 102 years old. How amazing is that? But he had a prophetic word in 1934 called, "And There Shall Be No Ebb." And it was about a move of God. Arthur Burt died August 28th at 102. Bob Jones had prophesied that Arthur would see his 1934 prophecy come to pass in his lifetime. And so this is the year of the release of Arthur Burt's lifelong prophecy. Bob Jones went to the Lord this year, and his prophecy, and the Lord had told him, and he'd been saying it over and over, that the prophecy of the 1 billion youth coming into the kingdom was going to happen in his lifetime. Now, here's two amazing people, men of God, who have gone back to the Lord this year, and we haven't seen the fullness of it, but it's a release right now. It's that verse that I was talking about, about being able to release things when it dies and goes into the ground, that we're going to see something amazing begin to happen. And so here's the prophecy. I'm looking for it on my computer here. But Arthur Burt's 1934 prophecy, "And There Shall Be No Ebb," says this: "It shall come as a breath, and the breath shall be the wind, and the wind shall be rain, shall bring rain, and there shall be floods and floods and floods, and torrents and torrents and torrents. Souls will be saved like falling leaves from mighty oaks, swept by a hurricane. Arms and legs shall come down from heaven, and there shall be no ebb." And I tell you, this is what's going on right now with the winds. We're seeing things change. We're seeing the wind of change happening. and there shall be no ebb. I really believe that that this is happening. When I found out about Arthur's death, in fact, the prophetic sign of Arthur's death, he died at 102 on August 28th. Psalm 102, verse 28, talks about the children. Listen to this. It's talking about a difficult time in Psalm 102. Like, you know, we've been crying out to God. We've been crying out to God. Psalm 102, 28 says, "The children of your servants will live in your presence, and their descendants will be established before you." God is pouring out this prophetic word from Arthur Burt. The prophetic word from Bob Jones is about falling on our descendants, and that's people listening. You know, it's me too. We're all involved, but just like Bob Jones' prophecy, it's gonna come about. I know it is. My prophecy on the tattooed and the pierced and the outcast from November 7th, 2012. You know, when you release a lot of prophetic words like I do, sometimes you know, it's I release more than people can remember. And one of the more powerful words that I released was when I was talking. I've been talking about it over the last few years, but it was in November of 2012, and it's, you know, it's a time of uncertainty, but to stand firm and do not be afraid. Here's the word, and you can find it on my blog if you go back to the November 2012 entry, or just do a search on it. "So do not fear, for I am with you, says the Lord. Do not be dismayed, for I'm your God." This is Isaiah 41:10. "I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you by my righteous right hand." On November 7, 2012, I received a very strong visitation from the Holy Spirit, and God showed me a strategic plan that was about to unfold over the next 4 years from 2012. So this is 2012 to 2016. And because I'm a seer, I normally have to interpret things, you know, like dreams and visions. So this encounter I had came partly in a spoken word, like the first person, like, you know, with a prophetic word, but it went back and forth with me having to interpret some of the things. And so here's one of the things that the Lord spoke directly to me. He said, "Listen, this is what the Lord says." I don't usually prophesy like this, but this is what the Lord says. "My ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. I am making a way, and I'm lining things up right now. And in this next season, there's going to be a movement greater than any movement on earth. And for I am calling the outcast, the prodigals, the tattooed, the pierced, the new age, the gay and lesbians, and a people groups that have been rejected by my church. And I'm calling them into my kingdom, and I will reveal myself to them." And here's what the Lord said to me in November of 2012. "As the 44th president takes office for another 4 years, we're going to see something." So this was from 2012 to 2016, and President Obama took the his second part of his term in 2012, and he was the 44th president. And this is Isaiah 44:4, and this is, I tell you, I've had so many encounters. If you've been seeing 444 or 444, this is really the reason, because we are in a time right now, and I've been prophesying this, teaching it everywhere I go for the last few years, that we're in a time right now of the fulfillment of the prophetic word in Isaiah 44:3-7, something like that. But it's about that I'm going to pour out my spirit. Isaiah 44:3-4. "I will pour out my spirit out on a thirsty land and streams on a dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants, and they will spring up like grass in the meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams." And it goes on to talk about one will call himself by the name of Jacob, and another will write on his hand the Lord's. That's a tattoo. And God began to speak to me about this a few years ago. But we're in a four-year payment. What I wanted to focus on right now is we are in this four-year repayment time that's going to set us up for an amazing move that's coming in 2017. And between 2012 and 2016, God says that, watch for surprises, watch for amazing strategies from heaven, kingdom financial strategies. We got ours in 2013. Just a few months after I released this prophetic word, we got a strategy, and I was helping others do the same. We got out of debt. We were able to move forward because we are in a strategic time of repayment. He's going to, you know, God says, the reason he's doing this is that he wants to raise up unknown people groups to move in his power. And those, here's the catch, is those who have not been blinded by pride, because a lot of people have been blinded by the pride, listen to me, the pride of their own doctrines and belief systems, have thinking that their way is the only way. This is what's keeping the next move of God held down right now. But God is going to overcome this in people by raising up a group of humble people who will embrace those that he loves, and who will go against all the political prejudice that is going on out there right now. Political parties, race, people groups, doesn't matter. God's moving in this, and he's resisting the proud. There's so much pride right now. It's spiritual pride. The Lord gave me this word. What's killing the new moves of God? Why things haven't been released is pride and prejudice. And you know, that's a name of a movie, but it's true. It's spiritual pride and spiritual prejudice, because I was reading back over Arthur Burt's prophetic words, and he talked a lot about the fact that God has been trying to move on the earth, but the church has too much pride in it. And most people think it's, you know, to want to own that movement, and that's part of it. But the other is to hold the people back who God's trying to reach. And when I talk about this new move of God, as I've been doing over the last few years, and people get all excited until I tell them, you know, what it's going to look like. You know, guess who's coming to dinner? The New Age. I've been a missionary to people in the New Age movement, and people in the New Age in this group is pastors' kids, people grew up in church, all kinds of people who have gifts from God, but they haven't been able to connect with Christianity or the church because they've been rejected. And if we can connect with these people, you know, there's amazing gifts from God that can be redeemed, that needs to be redeemed. And God is moving right now in this group. In the Democratic Party, we're going to see it. In the U.S., we will see a movement of God. That's why you can't be politically prejudiced in this new move of God. Gay and lesbians, I started talking about this 3 years ago, where I reported where I saw a number of gay and lesbian churches, and these wonderful people were getting filled with the Holy Spirit. But I was told to keep quiet. In fact, I've had some trouble at some churches. They told me not to say it, that it's okay as long as these groups repent. But God told me He said, don't clip their wings too soon. Let them experience me, because he's with all these groups. Don't all of a sudden think that they've got to act a certain way and do a certain thing, because God, that's not how God brought you into the kingdom. He gave you your time. He gave you your space. And so I know this is a very dangerous message, but this is what's holding things back, and I can't keep quiet anymore. The tattooed and pierced, despite of people's views of Leviticus 19:28, that overall many people have pushed away, a wonderful people who are being drawn to the Lord right now, being drawn to Jesus, and they've been pushed away because of having tattoos, or even rejected your own sons or daughters or grandchildren. And it's time to repent and get rid of this pride and prejudice that's going on right now, and embrace. You don't have to agree with the tattoo. You don't have to agree with someone's orientation. You don't have to agree with their political party. You don't have to agree with anything except God loves people, and it's time. And now I know why I'm having such warfare over even this webcast and things all week. I've been having so much warfare because God is releasing something right now. We're going to see a movement in the African-American church, the black churches, and the minorities. God's moving in the First Nations right now. I kid you not. This is available to those who want to press forward. But we've got to repent of the pride and prejudice spirit. Oh, God, forgive us if we've done it knowingly or unknowingly, where we've judged someone with our mouth, where we push them away because they're not like us, where we wounded someone. Father, would you bring healing? And now, in Jesus' name, watch this. We're going to see We're going to see the rain of reconciliation happen. We're going to see a wave of healing, and we're going to see a wind of change. Let me get that again. We're going to watch for a rain of reconciliation, a wave of healing, and a wind of change in Jesus' name. And we're going to see it as you step out. But you won't see it if you stay in the same mode, if you stay in this same mode where we've rejected people instead of embracing them, where we've judged them instead of trying to bring healing to them, where we've all these requirements, come as you are, you'll be loved. Just as I am, the song, just as I am, is turned into just as we want you to be without one plea. All we need is love right now, because that's where we have to start to bring healing. There's massive woundedness. There's such a massive level of woundedness happening right now. And I'm not judging the church or anything, but I am stepping up and saying, this is what's holding things back. And I've gotten a greater revelation even the last few days on it. So as usual, in my webcast, I'm getting more prophecy than I can effectively release over the month. So I had a dream a few weeks ago that I was standing at a table with some people who were receiving from my ministry, but their mouths were so full. I was asking them, wow, are you getting this? What's going on? And their mouths were so full with food, they couldn't talk. They couldn't respond. So pray for me that I get a new strategy. I'm asking for these seeds of revelation will fall in the right places at the right time. Because I release a daily prophetic word. And then I have my weekly blogs and also the monthly words like I'm doing now. And last month I had to release two major prophetic blogs or words because it wasn't enough room for it all in one sitting. So I think that God's going to do something new. Revelation is raining right now. It's raining down, and catch hold of it. And I want to tell you, people who want to hear God, if you want to hear the Lord, and I tell people this, if you want to open the heaven over you, it comes by repenting of your pride, repenting of the prejudice, and repenting of judgment. Judgment against the president. Judgment against people who aren't like you. And if you go on a negative fast, I've been calling the church right now to a fast. I've been calling people everywhere I go, a negative talk and a negative thought fast. Because then you'll start to see this shift happen over you, because the heavens will open. It will, because what you sow, therefore, you shall reap. And if you're sowing judgment, if you're sowing, it's basically cursing. Jesus said, bless and curse not. And if you are not blessing, you are cursing. And that if you're coming into agreement, where two agree together, it will be done. You will lock, you'll come into agreement with darkness over someone and begin to lock them down. And that's the condition. It locks a person down. It locks yourself down. It locks the heavens over you. And I want to tell you that ever since people ask me how I'm able to hear the Lord the way I am, how do I release the daily prophetics? How am I able to get a word like that? And I say this, it wasn't from those long years of fasting, which I put my fasting time in. Oh my goodness. In fact, the Lord spoke to me and says, I want you to fast from fasting because I was fasting for the wrong reasons. And he wanted to show me something that wasn't what it was doing. I was trying to open the heavens around me and do things and change the Lord's hand and his heart on something, And he just told me, if you would just quiet down and listen and begin to sow good things and begin to sow blessing and watch for what he's doing and not the enemy. Who cares what the enemy is doing, really? And come into agreement with heaven on earth as it is in heaven. Come into agreement with heaven over people. You're going to see a change. And I've been trying to tell people everywhere about this, but it's really radically revolutionized my life. I have a few powerful prophetic dreams that have happened, and I want part of it. I just want to share a few of them, but one of them, I dreamed that I was part of an undercover movement on earth. Myself and many others were part of it. We were given high-level security clearance, but we weren't aware of it. I found some clues, and I was helping others in the process discover that, hey, there is a higher calling going on here, and many of us are in something right now that we don't even realize, and that the many people listening right now is that there's a higher calling, and there's something that greater that God is using you for, and he's starting to reveal it. Well, in the same dream, I went back to 1929 and 1958, and I was shown things that were sealed away. Things about, you know, in the dream, I remember going there. I don't remember anything about it. In the dream, I stopped and said, wait a minute. I just went to 1929. I went to 1958. 1958 is before I was born, 1 year before. And in the dream, I knew that God had given me revelation, but it was sealed away like Job 33, 14 through 17. God may speak in one way or another, yet man does not understand it. In a dream, in the vision at night, while deep sleep falls upon men, while slumbering on their beds, he opens the ears of men and seals their instructions in order to turn man from his deed and to conceal pride from man. So God will seal your instructions, and that's what this was. So I begin to pray about this. 1929 and 1958. Well, 1929 was the year of the that was the stock market crash and the beginning of the Great Depression. 1929 plus 29 years is 1958. And this was what was hidden in the dream. 29 years later, there was some amazing things that got released and that started to happen. But like the microchip was invented. The 707 airplane went into production. There's all these different things that begin to happen. The first satellite went into orbit. A lot of stuff happened in 1958, and it was 29 years later. But it was in the midst of a recession. And unemployment was at its highest. I mean, it was an extreme level of unemployment that year. But in the midst of recession, just like in 1929, in the midst of the Great Depression, God began to move. In the midst of the recession that started in 1958, guess what? 29 years later after that is 1987. The stock market crashes again on October 19th, 29 years later. And now add another 29 years, that's 2016. That's the prophetic word I got at the beginning of this webcast. I started telling you about, you know, from 2012 and 4 years. 2016, there's going to be a complete turnaround as a blessing. We are in a season right now of financial strategies. We're in a season of turnaround. We're in a season of repayment. And these strategies from 2016, we're going to start to see them on a greater level. But here's the deal with this dream. Now, in the dream, I went to 1929, 1958, and they're all 29 years apart. God spoke to me today. I was still praying about it, that there's three groups right now, three generations that he's blessing. And there's something that's going to happen right now with people who were born in 1929 and people who were born in 1958. And those who are 29 years old right now, 1985, thereabouts, each of these groups are going to receive repayment. They're going to be carrying new wisdom right now. I realize this is my daughter. This is my wife. I mean, wow, there's some cool stuff happening right now. And God's going to do it. He's going to release something new. I got to double check my math on this. I'm talking real fast, and I was really rattled before coming on the webcast. So I'll check my math later on this, and I'm going to release a prophetic article like I normally do by the 15th of the month. But hopefully I got the one thing I know for sure is the 29s and 1958, and that we're going to see something happen, an amazing thing that's going to happen. So, wow. We just say, yes, God. So I had another dream. Someone owed me money, and I went after them in the dream. And then when I got there, I just felt like, wow, I should just let it go. I just let go of it in the dream. So I felt God say that he's going to repay you, but don't go after people who actually owe you. Don't go after things from the past. Allow God to let it come in a new way, because he's reconciling the books right now. He's changing things around right now. And we're going to see a radical change happen. Here's another dream. I was in a high-rise building. I think I have one of these once a month. And up on top, everything, you know, in the upper floors, everything looked prestigious, successful. But in the basement was dirty water in the pool and the hot tub. I mean, it was filthy with all kinds of stuff in it. And then, so I knew this condition was a condition of many people, spiritual people today. I knew it was churches and Christians who up top, they look fine. We're going through a time right now where God is going to reveal things in the lower level. This is where water representing the Holy Spirit and the basement, you know, representing a move of the Holy Spirit, something beneath the surface, and that God is doing something right now. And believe me, this is this whole word. It was polluted by pride and control. And that's what God is really washing away right now. And so I, in the dream, I reported it to maintenance, and they began to clean it up. It was a big cleanup effort. Here's another thing. I had another dream that people were getting healed in dreams. So watch for healing to happen in dreams. So this was something to watch for. Either you actually get healed in the dream, or a healing strategy comes to you through the dream. Here's my the last one I had was Ohio and Texas. And I was, this is a very, very powerful dream. I was shown a map of the United States, and the state Ohio actually just moved its way over and was like put right over the state of Texas, not over, but right on top of it on the map, was placed, you know, connecting at the top of Texas, and it fit perfectly. In the dream, I was supposed to fly out, and I suddenly saw that Dallas really rose up. I could see the airport and everything from the whole map of Texas, and I was supposed to be on a flight at 2 p.m. I thought I was late. I thought I had missed it, but a prophet walked up to me and said, no, it's at 6 p.m. Don't worry about it. You didn't miss it. So the two states are going to fit together perfectly. God is doing something new. He's doubling things right now in Ohio and in Texas. And there's going to be unity. I know there's a lot of prophetic words spoken over both states about unity that's going to come. And watch for something new in Dallas in the midst of adversity. Now, it's going to take, because it was at 2, is double, right? It was supposed to, I thought it was at 2. Many people thought they had missed it. Many people thought they had missed God. But, it was going to come at 6. It's going to take some effort. 6 is the number for the effort. It's going to take some effort to get the breakthrough. And so this month, watch for significant times, September 9 through 11. I just heard that, and I had it in my journal. Also, September 24th through October 4th, well, that's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Pray and watch for divine turnarounds. Watch for this wind of change to die down. Father, we thank you for the prophetic word that's going out right now. And let it fall on the ears who need to hear it. Let it fall on the ears of those who could hear and that have eyes to see. And Father, I pray that the spirit of love would overcome us now. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I want to touch on a couple other things. My website, DougAddison.com, and we do our free webcast every month. And like I said, we did an upgrade on our system so that people can watch this over their iPhones or their mobile devices. And today was a little rough start. Sorry about that. And keep praying for us. We have a lot of warfare in this area of technology because it's part of what God's called us to do to reach people. But you can donate to us and help us out, please. We have a lot of web expenses. I was just looking at them today. And not just to cover expenses, but sow into what God's doing. You know, we're in Hollywood. We're in Los Angeles, right by Santa Monica. And our office is in Santa Maria still, but reaching out to people and doing all kinds of fun stuff here. So there's a donation place on my website, DougAddison.com. Encourage you to become a partner. Well, you know, I send the partners a weekly insider prophetic update each week. And also, if you haven't gotten it already, my free ebook on my website, you'll see it right up at the top banner. You'll see that little thing that says, Night Dreams Reveal Your Life Dreams. It's a good ebook. You know, it's a lot of information in there. So be sure to pick that up. My daily prophetic words, you can get them delivered by email right now, or Twitter and Facebook. Just look me up, Doug T. Addison on Twitter, and The Doug Addison on Facebook. Also, my Dream Crash Course. I just want to mention this because people are watching who may be new to what I do. I train people in hearing the voice of God, the prophetic. I train people in understanding dreams. I've interpreted a lot of dreams over the years. And also tattoos. We're doing it now, reaching out to people who have tats. Well, you know, we're not promoting them. We're just telling people how God sees them. So I have the prophetic tattoo and piercing interpretation online training and the Dream Crash Course right now as well. And How to Find Your Destiny is the third thing, and I'm always running groups on that. All right, I'll be going to Loveland, Colorado next week, and actually in Colorado, September 10th through 12th. There's the Northern Colorado Prophetic Conference with myself, Bob Hazlett, and Chad Dedman. It's going to be a good time. And that's at Resurrection Fellowship. And you can find this out by DougAddison.com. Just hit on the events tab, and it'll show you everything. Some of those are webcast or streamed live. But you're in Colorado, hey, come out and check it out. Then on September 13th and 14th, that's Saturday and Sunday, I'll be in Inglewood, Colorado, excuse me, Mosaic Church. That'll be a lot of fun. And then in September 26th through the 27th, I'm going to Sanford, Florida, at Glory Fire Church with my good friends, the Raymers. And then on September 28th, I've been looking forward to this for a while, I'm coming back to Apopka Assembly of God with Pastor Kevin Craig and that crew there. Oh, my goodness. Expecting something happen Sunday, 9 a.m. and 10:45. I can feel it. Boy, the hair. I don't even have hair. It's standing up. It's something going to get released there. Every time I come in, they're always breaking a fast or something, and thank God they're breaking the fast when I come in, but something's going to happen new there. I'm really excited. All right, got Nina in the chat room, and I know we had some technical difficulties here when we started, but hopefully I've got her on. I'm going to look up my chat and see if she's here, and she should have. I'll just type that in. Oh yeah, there's some stuff going on already, or is that from last time? Okay, so I got a few things. I had a dream. Let's see, I had a dream that my stepdad's backyard was in my stepdad's backyard, and a tree pushed over my hands. I'm not really understanding that. I was in my stepdad's backyard and pushed a tree over with my hands. Well, there's a calling. You know, you can be grafted into, your family. I have a stepfather whose last name is Etter. Go figure that. And I'm grafted into that, that calling of his family. But there's something that you're going to push through to get through to receive the inheritance that I've been talking about. All right, I'm going to do a couple things. I can see this a little better. That way I don't have to put on these glasses. Thank you very much. Nina in the chat room, you can put in your questions and your dreams. Hey, sure, very, very short dreams. We just don't have the space. We don't have the time. So here's a question. My husband and I keep seeing the Eiffel Tower wherever we go on a daily basis. You know, what does this mean? So, well, there's Eiffel Tower is in Paris, and there could be a connection to Paris there. But I would say that I would begin to pray and ask God to show you what it means specifically, what kind of connection you have. Maybe it's to support someone. Maybe it's to start interceding. Maybe it's to go there. But there is going to be a connection with Paris. All right, here's a dream. I was holding both of Doug's hands, my hands, and telling him that I don't know what to do about my marriage. And my six-year-old daughter had a dream that she got bit by a snake and on her heel. And can I do anything besides just pray? I'm assuming these are the same dream. And so you're holding on my hand saying that you don't know what to do about your marriage. I don't know if that's a situation, but I would represent a prophetic word in this, because it's my, in this case, it's my position and my function. So be to pray for your marriage. And the six-year-old daughter getting bit by the snake on the heel is representing that there's a calling. That was the walk, the heel. There's a calling on her life, and the enemy's trying to come in and to bring some kind of deception, bring something. So let's just pray right now. Father, would you release that on a greater level? Would you release this family into the next level of what they're called to do? Hey, Nina, you can put in a few things there, because I'm kind of talking slow, waiting on you. And there's a delay in the webcast, but I do want to make sure that you get a few things typed in and pasted in. We had some questions. Some questions we're pulling from things that we had asked you on Facebook and Twitter, and others were taken live right now. So I am waiting. Here we go. Here was a dream. dream I was getting married and everything was going wrong. Finally, I got married. What does it mean? Well, weddings can be, let me just get this. Weddings can be not necessarily being married, could be, but it could also represent a commitment from that God has, or a covenant that God has, and He wants you to, you know, to move into this. So everything was going wrong. Finally, it happened. It means that here's the meaning of that dream is that there's callings that God has given you, but and they haven't worked out. But hold on, because they will. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean a wedding. In most cases, it's symbolic, but they will. If you hold on, I'm going to send a message to Nina here. All right, I'm going to get a drink of water too while she is getting those in. Thank you very much. All right, here's a dream. I dreamed a faceless man was handing me faceless man. Handing me and pointing to a newspaper. As he unfolds it, he hands it to me. All right. Well, this is saying that you're about to get some news. Faceless people usually represent angels. If they're positive, in this case, it's positive. And it's something that some news is coming, or some revelation is coming. It's going to start to unfold. You know, just an example. When I got the prophetic word that I read to you about, from 2012, I had forgotten about that six-year period, and now it's unfolding, and we're a few years into it. So watch for things to unfold as God does something new. Here's another one. What does it mean to see a drop of blood on your pillow when you wake up, and then it disappears, and then it reappears often? Well, maybe you're bleeding. You know, that's the first thing to check. If it were a dream, what would it mean? It means you're in a season of redemption. You're in a time, because the blood is redemptive. You're in a season right now that God is redeeming things from your past. He's doing something new, and to watch for that. So here's another one. Here's a dream. I had a dream that a strong force wind overtook me, and I woke up. And it's happened twice. I saw my dream. I'm not sure if that's the same dream or not. I saw in my dream four prophets. What does it mean? It's a prophetic word. It's a prophetic word about the wind of change. And it's this wind of change. Go to my blog, DougEdison.com. Type in. You can go down on the right-hand side. You'll see search. It's about halfway down. Type in any of the stuff I'm talking about. You'll see the previous blogs for them. And so we're seeing it now. And so Nina just told me she's sending them to me. They're slow and getting to me. All right. It's because we got the internet going on, probably an internet connection problem. Thank you so much, Nina. Appreciate you doing this. So here's another one. I keep dreaming of zombies. What is that? And you can go to my blog again and type in the word zombie. It depends on the context of the dream. I would need more information on the dream to really give you the details of that. But basically is that the zombie or the undead, there's a calling on your life that is yet to be revealed. And it's very similar to some of these other words that are on here. Things are starting to, it's going to unfold. Things are going to happen a little bit of time and a little bit later. And so, watch this. The undead, there's something that, in other words, there's something in your life that God's going to reveal later on. It appears to be dead right now. It's going to raise again and see. You'll see it. All right. I had a dream that Doug Addison gave me a note that said, "Your husband is near," with three R's, like near. And I gave him the note that said, near in the distance or near in coming. It's a prophetic word saying that your husband's near. Now, a couple things. It could be that your husband is the Lord. People have this revelation of the second coming of Christ. and things like that. And I know that I just specialize in revelation. You know, I specialize in interpretation of revelation. And what I see over and over is over-interpretation and misunderstanding and try to fit it in this box of what you know. And this case, this husband could be the Lord himself. And he is getting near. Or it's possible that it could be that you're going to get married as well. So watch out for both of those. So here's a question. What does God say about money? Say about the money I have coming to me? I don't quite understand what God has to say. And I don't know if you're asking me for a prophetic word on that question. What does God say about the money I have coming to me? Well, I don't know. I'm not having a clear revelation about that. But if you listen to what my earlier thing was, if people owe you money from the past, then I would highly recommend that you go and allow it to just, you know, be let go. And so I wasn't quite grasping that question. Let me find something on here. I'm looking through a few of these because the spacing on the screen's all weird right now. And it's a little hard to read. So my mom and I are sitting on a tree over water, and we're sharing something with my mom, and she's not a believer. So this is a dream. Well, there's a tree over water. You know, water represents the spirit. The tree, they're sitting on a tree. You know, tree could be just some connection there because it goes down with roots into the ground. And it's staying that, to stay in close relationship right now with your mom and watch and see what happens with that. All right. Well, there's all kinds of weird stuff going on the chat right now and on my side, and I'm not getting everything. And so here's one. When I record my dreams, I often remember other dreams. What does that mean? You know, so I had a dream about a big cut in both the bottoms of my feet. So, you know, when you have a dream and then suddenly you're recording and you start remembering others, it's showing you that one of your gifts is like mine, is when you write things down. And Daniel talks about this from the writing down. He got revelation from the writing it down. And writing things down and will often allow you to be able to grab hold of the things that God has for you. It's showing you that that's one of the things that's one of the ways that God speaks to you. All right. Hey, you know what? I'm having so much warfare right now. We're just going to pray in Jesus' name that this stuff breaks. And there's a lot of resistance. And I tell you what, there's people right now who don't agree with what I'm doing, and that's great. But you don't have to pray against what we're doing. And I know it. I'm prophetic. And so we just pray right now, because all the technology stuff tonight was people who didn't agree and beginning to pray. And this isn't people in the occult. This is Christian stuff. And you know what? Here's what I was really hoping. And I was driving along. I live in L.A. So I see this bumper sticker that says coexist, you know. And it's talking about, you know, the New Age, the Jews, and everybody, you know, that we could all coexist. You know, I saw in the spirit a bumper sticker that said coexist, and it said all the different things, like Protestants, Catholics, you know, all kinds of evangelicals coexist. If we could, how in the world are we going to get along? You know, how are we going to reach people if we can't even get along ourselves? And that's one of the things right now that I've been just really on a rampage to break is this prejudice thing that's coming out, and it's a crazy, crazy time. And I feel it breaking already because some, anyway, long story. But anyway, we really do need to be able to embrace one another. And I was at a business meeting. We went out to lunch, and these were some business people weren't believers. Others were, most of them were conservative Christians. I think I may have only been definitely the only prophetic and spirit-filled guy in the group. And I was interpreting dreams and giving words of knowledge to people around the table. And it just was flowing so naturally. And I had never seen this before, but we were all like, wow. It was one of the times where we were coexisting together as believers and having this one thing in common, you know, and helping each other out, loving each other. And most people were believers in that group, but from different places. And I believe that it's time that we just stop judging each other. We need each other. We really, really do. need one another. And so anyway, I'm having a lot of spiritual warfare right now. And so I'm going to cut this month's short. And sorry about that. But I'm going to we're going to put the release this word back out on some on the internet. And so, Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for all the things that you're doing right now, and all the things that you have in mind. God, I thank you that you're releasing something new in the month of October and the month of September through October. And I thank you, God, that you're going to do something new, even through this webcast, even through the internet. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you guys. Check out my website, DougAddison.com. And